all sorts of silly childish amusements. I think a modern child probably would be so surprised that it might enjoy them, I don't know. I was talking the other day about vegetables, how bored one gets. How even comparatively recently things went out of season, and then the peas came, and the beans came, and the asparagus came, and there was something new. Now you get everything all the year round. The calendar, you see, the limit of a horse was roughly 10 miles. It was an elastic 10. But thin roses came out, and the bluebells came out, and on my sister's birthday, which was on the 21st of April, we used to walk through the woods, across the common, and out to Mark Oak. What was a little cottage where old Mrs. Tyrrell, who was a hunchback, sold ginger beer and things, and we used to have tea there. And then the pony trap met us and took us home. And we picked masses of primroses, bunched them up, and they all went to St. Thomas's Hospital. But it was a routine. And then another thing, woodruff, which I think is sweet woodruff. At that time, it only grew on the... If you leave the Bagden Road, Bagden Hill, and go inland, so to speak, into Pearlsdon, there was a place where there was a mass of it. And you know, I checked it on a speedometer from Bagden. It must have been 6 miles there and back from Eastwick. We used to walk, one went up as if one going to Pearlsdon, then turned in to the left and walked along. But that path is destroyed now. It was a little narrow path then. Well, you didn't see. We didn't go on to the hill. We were higher up. And then you see another thing, we rode. And you could ride across the Dolans, that road that's all built, was the best arable land in Surrey. Before it was built over, yes. And, of course, coursing, which put me against coursing for life, because I don't know about real coursing. I read now that the hares could get away, but they couldn't then. They stood on the two roads. On the Bookham side, there was the crowd and the people, and they let the dogs loose from. And then on the far side, the hare was supposed to be get away, but there was always people there. I only saw it once, and I went home and wept. And I've been against coursing ever since, because I didn't think the hare had a chance. I didn't know. That was sheer prejudice, aged 8.